This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So in the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome into the program our buddy and yours, Cordell Woodland. Cordell, first of all, happy new year to you and the family.
Yeah, man. Same to you. How you guys doing?
We're living the dream, of course. Now, been talking the last couple of days about John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, job security. I don't think either one gets whacked, quite frankly, after the season. I could be wrong. I said, bet booze on it, Nolan remembers, that Brandon High would be the Orioles manager in spring training of 26. He got fired like a week later. I don't think either one gets fired, but who really knows? Do you see a scenario realistically, or at least from a Ravens perspective, if Baltimore loses to Pittsburgh or even makes the playoffs and Houston gives them the heave-ho in the first round, that John Harbaugh loses his job?
I mean, it's just so tough to really have a pulse on it, because we don't get to really talk to the owner. So, you know, he's the guy that's going to be making a decision like that. And we don't really know where his headspace is considering this disappointing season. We know how fond he is of John. We know what that relationship is. And we also understand, like I said, that this has been a disappointing season. Honestly, whether they get in or not, you know, to not get in is beyond disappointing. And that's, I do think, should be in the danger zone. But I can't sit here with confidence and say that it will be. I mean, like you said, I think odds are both of these coaches are back next year, regardless of what happens Sunday night. Can't say the same for their coordinators. But I do get the sense that John probably does find a way to survive this.
Now, as far as the game itself on Sunday night, you're looking at that Steelers offense. I mean, extremely depleted right now. DK Metcalf's not going to play. Calvin Austin could come back, which would be huge for them, considering who's left in that ragtag group of receivers. But you saw how bad they were against the Browns. On the other side of it, we know how bad this Ravens secondary is. What are your expectations for them trying to slow down Rodgers and his weapons?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to try to, you know, make him more uncomfortable this time around than they did last time. He got to kind of sit back there and pat the ball and throw it wherever he wanted to. Now, DK being there was a big difference for them, at least in their last matchup. And they don't have a Myles Garrett that's going to garner so much of their attention and so much of their game plan that maybe it does take away from actually trying to move the ball and actually scoring touchdowns. And like you said, you don't really have a lot of confidence as a whole when it comes to this secondary stopping any receivers. I mean, Marquise Valdez Scantling could catch a couple of 50-yarders for all we know. Adam Thielen can kind of catch a couple of contested balls. It just seems like every week somebody's making plays against that secondary. So it wouldn't shock me if that's the case again. And they've got tight ends, and Kenneth Gainwell is a big part of what they do in the pass game. So I am curious to see what it looks like this time around, hoping that Pittsburgh isn't able to move the ball as effectively.
So speaking of that secondary, if you were Zach Orr and you're in charge, would you consider, even though it's late in the year, everything's on the line, maybe a little shuffling of some roles out there, try to get Ardarius Washington more involved? I know a lot of people have been saying that they want Marlon Humphrey's role to change, that they're done with him at corner, slot or not, that they just want him as more of a safety. I mean, is that really a realistic thing at this point of the season?
I mean, I don't think so, realistically. I mean, we're talking about potentially this being the last game of the year. And that would be a pretty, like, it's not an impossible adjustment to make. But I'm going to give enough respect to what goes into preparation for a game and what goes into the preparation just for playing the positions that he already plays, then to have to learn the different responsibilities that come with safety and this defense and what they're asking their safeties to do. If they haven't already been kind of working on that and at least showing it, if they've been working on it, I would imagine they would have shown it by now. I just don't really see that being the case. Now, going forward, if you're talking about Marlon trying to extend his career, I think moving to safety is kind of a no-brainer for him. But they're going to have to do something. And look, it shouldn't be that hard. Like, let's not overthink this. This Pittsburgh offense is beyond limited right now, even when fully healthy. It shouldn't be a situation where they're comfortable and just moving the ball up and down the field. But logic tells me they're going to find a way to do it.
Cordell Woodland joining us here. It's Vinny and Henny, Bob Henny, Nolan McGraw. Vinny's on vacation the next couple of weeks. Cordell, the Ravens offense, we saw Derrick Henry jam it down their throats at Green Bay this past Saturday, a week after everybody took heat for him not even being on the field for all intents and purposes late in the fourth quarter against New England. How does Todd Monken find that happy balance? And hey, do you really want him to have 36 carries? Not ideal, but if that's what it takes to win, isn't that what you try to do here, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I don't know if realistically you can go into the game saying you're going to give him 35 carries again, because you don't know how the flow of the game is going to be. But as the game goes on, if it starts to feel like, you know, he's just mowing down that defense the same way he did against Green Bay, you absolutely keep going to him. Whether Lamar plays or not, you know he's not 100%. I'd like to see a lot of some of the things that they did, just the commitment to the run game. And look, Huntley did a good job of even going and picking up his 5 or 6 yards at a time sometimes and just getting down. Like, Lamar could do that. Now, I don't want to speak for him. I don't know how he's feeling with that back. I don't have that same issue that he's dealing with right now. So let me not volunteer him for some hit. But, yeah, I mean, look, if Derek, whatever's working, man, you empty the tank. You don't want to go home with any bullets left in the chamber after this game. You need to do whatever it takes to win. If that means Derrick Henry touching the ball 40 times, so be it.
Cordell, when's the next Fresh Take Sports coming up here on 105.7 The Fan?
Yeah, we'll be on Friday, the day after New Year's, from 12 to 3. And I know we've been on Fridays a lot, but next Monday we'll be on Monday night from 6 to 8. And then from that point on, our new night will be Tuesdays going forward. So Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 in about 2 weeks.
Cordell, appreciate the time as always. Happy New Year to you and the family. We'll talk to you in 2026.
Thanks, guys. Same to you.
There's Cordell Woodland, everybody. We'll come back, whip around what happened in the world of sports last night. A couple of things. We'll get into that. And an historic moment happened at M&T Bank Stadium 2 years ago that sealed up a personal accomplishment for old number 8. Bill Bender, Sporting News 1130, preview the college football playoffs with him, which resume tonight. We'll get into all of that fun stuff. And then more than that, here on 105.7.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game. Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105, 7 the Fan. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Mike Pope, other side of the glass. It's New Year's Eve. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks, so we got you covered here. Talking about the Ravens Steelers, talking about end of the year for the Orioles. You got all sorts of zaniness going on. Got the college football playoffs resume tonight as Miami taking on Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl, which is in Jerry World. It's not in the original Cotton Bowl. Ohio State 9.5-point favorites in this game, but we'll get into all of that and more in a matter of minutes, as a matter of fact, with Bill Bender. From the sporting news, a couple of things to get into sports related. In the NBA last night, for instance, Philadelphia beat Memphis 139-136. Edgecombe, the kid from Baylor, with the game-winning three. Exciting game. I was watching a lot of it for financial purposes, none of which turned out to be advantageous. Thank you, Quentin Grimes, for me. But Santi Aldama, Loyola Greyhound, losing effort for the Grizz. 15 points, 6 boards, 2 assists, 4 blocks. Cam Spencer, Baltimore. He had 7, 1, and 5 for the Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant at 40, but not enough as the Sixers win that game. College basketball men locally, Morgan, beat Penn State Brandywine. Brandy, you're a fine girl. Not all that great at basketball, apparently, as Morgan housed you 92-55. Maryland, Friday night, host Oregon at the Xfinity Center. We talked to Buzz Williams a couple of days ago about this matchup. Will Ferrell Payne be on the floor? And, Nolan, that's going to be a huge thing for Maryland. We talked to Walt Williams about this yesterday. Miles Rice was brought over from Indiana, who Maryland played last year. Remember, he was going off in that game that they eventually won. Maryland did, because Rodney Rice hit a big shot late in Bloomington. Miles Rice got hurt, really hasn't found his sea legs yet for the Turtles here.
Yeah, I mean, just instantly losing your best player, it stinks, obviously, but it's kind of funny, these last two games without him. Virginia, oddly enough, didn't have any issues rebounding without him. They're actually better than Virginia in that game. Then Old Dominion, all right, smaller school, maybe we'll be all right. But no, rebounding was an issue there in that one. So against Oregon, Big Ten competition, I know Oregon's off to a slow start like Maryland is, but just from a talent perspective, size-wise, you know, the physicality of these players, I mean, I was curious to see how Payne would, you know, hang and bang with some of the big men in the conference, whether he was healthy or not. So it'll be interesting. I mean, can't come back soon enough, goes without saying, but we'll see. I mean, at home on Friday night, they should have a good shot.
Yeah, good news, at least out of the ODU game, was they only turned the ball over 8 times. And turnovers have been a major problem for Maryland. Injuries and turnovers have been a detriment to Buzz Williams trying to get this thing rolling here.
3-point consistency.
Oh, yeah. As well. I mean, Diggy Coyd, he didn't even score, didn't score the other night, right? But he had 6 assists.
The 3-point shooting is one where you kind of know that they're not going to be great. I mean, they'll every once in a while have a nice game where, again, Diggy Coyd, the 41-point game, something like that. But for the most part, you know you're operating without that. Rebounds, especially if Payne's there, you got to get that done. And turnovers, that's absolutely controllable. So if you want to throw your hands up about the three-point shooting, how about you start by controlling what you actually can?
Yeah, what's Maryland's signature win? Marquette?
By default, yeah.
UNLV?
Mount St. Mary's.
Marquette got housed last night. And Marquette, Rutgers, Maryland, the nerd stats say of the Power Four conferences, they're among the worst teams in college hoops here as we wrap up the calendar year of 2025. But a lot of basketball left to be played, including Friday night, a game you can hear on The Fan, coming up against the Ducks. This day in Ravens history. Today is New Year's Eve. Calendar year of 25, Gonzo. Coming up on 26. 25 years ago today, wild card round of the NFL playoffs, the AFC playoffs. Ravens taking on the Denver Broncos. Jamal Lewis rushed for 2 touchdowns. Shannon Sharp caught a deflected pass. Took it 58 yards to the house from Trent Dilfer. Michael McCrary had 3 sacks. As one of the great defenses in the NFL, stymied the Denver Broncos. Ravens win 21-3, would advance to the divisional round against the Tennessee Titans. But the first playoff game in Baltimore since 1977, which was a loss, goes to the post. Ravens win.
The forgotten game.
25 years ago, which is incredible.
The forgotten game in that run. Because the Titans game, that's probably the most famous.
Sure.
And then even just all the hype going into the Raiders game, top offense versus top defense. Gannon getting hurt in that game.
The Saragusa body splash.
This was the one that flew under the radar.
But a dominant performance by a dominant defense, and Denver had one of the best running offenses in the NFL that year. And now nobody ran against the 2000 Ravens. Nobody. 2 years ago, this zany thing happened. Remember Christmas night? It was Brock Purdy versus Lamar, and the winner would probably win MVP. And Lamar got the best of it, for sure. But on this day, 2 years ago, at M&T, Lamar said, "Now, I'm George Foreman in this. Let me take my MVP."
Miami up 7-0 on the Ravens. Shotgun for Jackson. Jackson looking end zone. Touchdown! Justice Hill slips behind the defense. And the Ravens an extra point away from the equalizer.
Equalizer. They wound up equalizing, erasing, annihilating. Lamar just CBS on the call. Lamar Jackson, one of his 5 touchdown passes that day, 2 to Isaiah Likely. Remember, Andrews got hurt a few weeks earlier on that Thursday night against the Bengals. Likely came in and turned in, goes to the post, Dave Kasper, for the final 6 weeks of the season. He got 2 of those 5 TDs. Snoop Hundley threw a touchdown pass that game as the Ravens destroy a Miami team that wound up going to the playoffs. 56-19, and in the process, Lamar Jackson secured his second most valuable player.
Right, and I don't remember the weather that day, but again, we talk about the Dolphins narrative.
Overcast, I believe, comes to mind.
Certainly nothing that you would say, oh man, this is crazy, brutal, cold weather here. But the Dolphins in December, man, whether it's because of them going on the road to a colder city or them just always collapsing late in the year. That was another case in point. And then that was when they would lose an actual crazy weather game to the Chiefs.
Yeah, when fans literally lost limbs trying to watch football live. And the year before, if you recall, me and Mike Pope were talking about it earlier before the show. Miami came from behind and beat the Ravens at M&T Bank Stadium. When everyone's wondering what the hell this Mike McDaniel guys or Mac McDonald's all about. And
well, both actually. Yeah.
That's right. Hey, look at you. Nolan McGraw. But anyway, 2 years ago. We'll come back. Talk about the college football playoffs, which resume tonight. We got bowl game coming up here. As a matter of fact, top of the hour. Pretty significant one as well. Tons of sports, by the way, on this New Year's Eve. And we'll keep you up with the scores as we're here until 2 o'clock. But Bill Bender from the Sporting News, preview the playoffs. Got keys, got your phone calls coming up at 410-583-1057. You want to be part of the news from the Nest Fund, we got you covered there. It is New Year's Eve. It's Vinny Haney. Vinny's on vacation next couple of weeks. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on the
show. You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Here to talk about that and more from the Sporting News. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show. Let's go get Bill Bender. Bill, how you feeling this morning? Happy New Year and all that good stuff to you and the family.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bob. Nolan, thanks for having me on. It's a full day today, man. I'm going to make a confession. I went to bed when USC went up by 10 last night and then woke up this morning and said, what happened? You know, TCU getting that win in overtime. That's why you never go to bed early.
Well, Lincoln Riley usually has his defense on point in situations like that. So, you know, it tends to happen. And then the Tennessee-Illinois game was another barn burner earlier in the day. But I guess with Ole Miss Georgia and the Sugar Bowl tomorrow night, Bill, and if I read this correctly and if I'm wrong, you know, which I usually am, let me know, that Kiffin Lane is going to be with the governor of Louisiana watching Ole Miss at the Sugar Bowl at the Superdome is against Georgia. And I guess maybe a lot of people are rooting for Georgia just because Lane Kiffin's going to be at the Sugar Bowl with the governor of Louisiana in this matchup.
You know, I was Batman fan growing up, and he certainly is on the level of like a, you know, one of those guys Batman has to chase down at some point. And at least as if you were an Ole Miss fan, I don't know. I think it's a distraction in some ways. This is really about Ole Miss, and they were very impressive. I'm starting to walk back my initial read on this game. I think Georgia's going to win. I thought they would win convincingly, love their defense in November. But Ole Miss played very well against Tulane in the first round. And they remember that game last time, there wasn't a punt until the third quarter. That could be a good football game.
Now, the other game, well, tonight you got Miami and Ohio State. And, you know, you have Just Saying taking on the Hurricanes, who did manage to get into the playoffs. And you've talked, I'm sure, Bill, a bazillion times about how they got in, Notre Dame didn't, et cetera, et cetera. But now we're in the here and now. And Ohio State defending champions, they lose to Indiana in the Big Ten championship and all that good stuff. How's Ohio State put together going into tonight's matchup? I don't want to say crystal ball and his Hurricanes have nothing to lose, but they're pretty significant underdogs heading into a matchup that these were arguably the two top teams preseason coming into college this year.
I mean, great defense, both sides. You know, how does here's the key to the game. Does Ohio State give Julian Sain enough time against that Miami pass rush to get the ball down the field to the playmakers with Tate and Smith? Smith, obviously a Miami native, talked about that this week. If they do, they'll be in good shape. There is, you know, I grew up obviously in Central Ohio, know exactly where I was when these two teams played in the 2003 BCS championship game. Social media, just the tone I'm seeing from it, Miami wants this one. They're still thinking about that Glenn Sharp pass interference call way back in the day, but you know, that doesn't matter in the present tense. I think Ohio State, we're forgetting that they only allowed 16 points or less in every game, and I think that defense carries the day the Buckeyes win.
And more from the Ohio State side there, you know, sound confident in their ability, but Ryan Day taking over play calling duties for their offensive coordinator, Hartline, because he's got the job coming up, leaving Ohio State. Obviously not Ryan Day's first time calling plays, but you got to go back a few years to 2022. Do you see this leading to maybe a sluggish start in any way, or is this going to be seamless?
Well, I mean, we'll find out. I've thought all along that Ryan Day has become a better coach since he gave that up, as much, you know, and he still weighs in on that. And that will be, if Ohio State loses, that will be the first thing everybody points to, you know, because we got to find something to blame if the offense does get off to that sluggish start. But I don't, you know, I just don't think it's that big. It is a deal, but is it a deal breaker? No. You know, the one thing they've had all season is Matt Patricia calling that defense. So, I mean, he doesn't have to mess with that side of the ball. They've been very good on there. I mean, if you look across the All-American teams, half of their defense is on there. So, I mean, that will be the key tonight. Can they force a couple Carson Beck turnovers? Carson Beck, for all the criticism, he was very good in November.
And from one coach to another here, I mean, Kurt Cignetti, what can you say at this point? I mean, as accomplished as anybody over the last couple of years, the ascent at Indiana, just to have them in the CFP 2 years in a row is crazy enough. Now to be the number one team is absolutely insane. Can't wrap my mind around it. But I was actually asking Bob earlier in the week, if Indiana goes on to win this thing, and look, they're the number one team, they very well could, what is the perception of Cignetti at that point? Is he all of a sudden thrust into, all right, this guy's not just a rising name, but he might be the best coach in college football?
That's wild to think, but I mean, you're spot on. This is I've covered college football sporting news for, I think, 16 years now. And I mean, I've watched it my whole life. I've never seen a story like this. I used to say Dabo turning Clemson into a national championship store or superstore was probably the biggest story of the last 50 years because it was Clemson. This is 100 times more than that, right? Like, it's an unbelievable amount of confidence they draw from him. I think the comparison I've made, their program is embodied by him like it used to be with Bob Knight in basketball. And for good and bad, like, there are Cignetti haters out there for the way he talks and carries himself in press conference, but that confidence, that borderline arrogance, is exactly what Indiana needed. I'll be the first to admit, I didn't think they would beat Oregon. I didn't think they would beat Iowa. Penn State, I thought they would win at the time. And I didn't think they would beat Ohio State. And they've done nothing but break all of those down.
Bill Bender, Sporting News, joining us here. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. New Year's Eve, Mike Pope's on the side of the glass. Vinny's on vacation for the next couple of weeks. Well, the other game, you mentioned Oregon, they're taking on Texas Tech. And, you know, I've seen the Red Raiders play, you know, full disclosure, my wife went to BYU, watched them get their asses kicked by Texas Tech a couple of times. But it's not the Leach or Kingsbury Red Raiders here where they're scoring 50 points a game and hoping not to give up 51. Why is the defense so dominant? Are they dominant enough, however, to slow down the Oregon Ducks here? Two and a half point dogs, Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl.
You just asked the most intriguing question of the quarterfinal round, in my opinion. Is this Texas defense that level? Jacob Rodriguez is unbelievable. We had a feature on him this week. I presented the Nagurski Trophy to him a month ago, and what an awesome experience, because he's got a great family around him. And they've got a great defense around them, and they're not there just to be there. So can they slow down this Oregon team that's established around Dan Lanning? I mean, you got to wake up early for that one, shake off whatever you do tonight, but because that's going to be worth the watch. I think it's going to be a fantastic game. Don't have a great read on it. I picked Oregon, but would not be surprised if Texas Tech won. And by the way, your wife should be happy after that Pop-Tarts victory. What a game that was. What a comeback by the Cougs.
You know, Brockmeyer, whatever the hell his name is, who looked like he was going to be the reason they lost, actually turned out to be. And by the way, Bill, I was eating Pop-Tarts the entire game. So living down to it. I love cherry Pop-Tarts. We're babbling now. Bill Bender, Sporting News. Bill, we appreciate your time as always. Happy New Year to you and the family. And we'll talk to you before we get to the semifinal fun in college football this year.
You guys call anytime. Happy New Year. Have a great week. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Thanks, Bill Bender, everybody. We'll come back, reset the show for you. Stick around for that. Got the keys to victory. How do the Ravens win the AFC North? I didn't think it was going to happen 3 weeks ago. Now there's a very real possibility it will. Now we're going to be pissed if it doesn't. We got keys coming up next. Then your phone calls. News from the Nest, top of the hour.
Time for Vinny's Keys to Victory.
Ravens try to get back to the playoffs for the third straight year. Win the division for the third straight year. Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope, other side of the glass. Ravens, hey, they had a 7% chance to get to the playoffs a week ago. And because they win at Green Bay and Pittsburgh loses at Cleveland, now they're the favorites to win the division. So Nolan McGraw, without further ado, how do the Ravens win and get themselves back into the postseason and host a playoff game next weekend? Day, opponent, and time to be determined.
Got to start with the obvious one. Got to start with the one that everyone has been screaming all week long. Derrick Henry. I'm saying 25 carry minimum. That's the threshold we got to reach. Now, obviously, if this game plays out more similar to that second Bengals game where the Ravens are dominating, good offensive performance, but they just don't have to run a ton of plays, we'll adjust accordingly. But assuming this is going to be a normal game, similar to what they played last week, similar to what they played against the Steelers in Week 14, 25 carries has to be the minimum.
He obviously had 25 in the first game.
He did, 25. Now, he didn't crack 100 yards in that one. It was a little more tough sledding, but obviously last week, 36 carries, the monster performance. And go back to the wild card game from last year where he ran wild, 186 yards in that game. He got 26 carries in that one. So I think that's the blueprint right there. Moving on, we got an evergreen key. Always use this one. Zero turnovers. Worked well for him last week against the Packers. They won the turnover differential. But I would say it carries even more of an emphasis against the Steelers. If you think about recent history, the Ravens losing to the Steelers over the last couple years, what's been the main culprit? Shooting yourself in the foot. Really ugly turnovers. Think about that Isaiah Likely fumble right before the half, I think, last year. There were some turnovers in the first meeting earlier this year. It's just that always seems to play a factor. It's always at the worst time. Clean it up. You know, even if the Steelers turn it over once, you don't turn it over at all. I think that could be the difference. Third key, hold down their weaker wide receiver core. No one should have more than 50 receiving yards there. Make their tight ends beat you. Both Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith were non-factors in Week 14. Obviously, I expect more out of them here because, really, there's no talent in that wide receiver core. But even still, secondary Ravens, we don't trust it, but it's got to be good enough to hold them down.
Yeah, Steelers are talking about Calvin Austin like he's Lynn Swan if he could play in this game because Metcalf is still suspended by the league.
And last but not least, my fourth key here, a quiet night for T.J. Watt. Now, I'm assuming he's going to play. How much he plays remains to be seen. It could be extremely limited because, all right, maybe he even gets out there and something doesn't quite feel right with his conditioning. Who knows? I mean, he has not played since the last time the Ravens and the Steelers met in Week 14. So the surgery is well behind him. He's a few weeks out of that. I expect him to be out there for such a big game. And obviously, they have other big threats. Highsmith and Herbig also up there in terms of sacks. They can get after you. I'm not ignoring them. But when we talk about it, it's sort of the same thing going back to the turnover point. Ravens Steelers, every time they meet, TJ Watt is always a thorn in their side. And I don't know how many times he's gotten a free pass at Lamar. That absolutely can't happen. Can't have any communication breakdowns up front. So if you hold him without touching Lamar or Huntley, I don't care who it is. Take your pick with Highsmith and Herbig. Maybe they do damage, but I don't want Watt being the one to beat us.
Nolan's keys to victory, and obviously the most important key, score more points than the Steelers, and you'll be hosting a playoff game moving forward into the calendar year of 2026. Got news from the Nest, top of the hour. Let's get a call in or two. You want to join us for that? You can, by the way, at 410-583-1057. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. We go to Owings Mills. It's Ron. Ron, thanks for holding. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bob and Nolan. I like watching you guys on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You're good.
Hello? Okay.
You're trying to multitask. Yes.
I like watching you guys on YouTube. That's all I was saying.
Cool.
You guys are doing a good job. You had a question yesterday on the ticker. Is there anything John can do to win the fans back, I believe? For me, that's very, very hard, Bob. I mean, they'd have to win the Super Bowl. He and his coaching staff would have to be a positive in helping us win the title. Outside of that, I personally can't entertain that. I agree with you, Bob. I don't think he's going to get fired. I mean, you look at this owner, it's always been the coordinator's fault. Like, it's not John. It's always been the coordinator's. I don't think he's going to lose his job. I think they're going to replace the coordinators. I think John Harbaugh deserves to go in the Ring of Honor. He's had success. Nobody's saying he's not a nice guy, and nobody's saying he hasn't had success here. I think it's time. You know, I look back at the 2011 AFC Championship game. Lee Evans and Billy Cundiff deserve the most blame for that loss. No question about it. However, if you go back and watch that game, John Harbaugh had a timeout. But when Bolden fumbled that ball out of bounds, the clock was moving. I don't think he realized that, but the whole operation was rushed. The five carries in the AFC Championship game versus the Chiefs, everybody blames Todd Monken for that. Okay, that's fine. I don't know if John told Todd to run the ball. We'll never know. The bottom line is the ball didn't get run. Titans playoff game. At home, you're the number one seed. They panicked, Bob. They were only down 10 points.
100%
you could still run the football.
Yeah.
You could still run the football. So my whole thing here is I don't just look at Sunday's game. The media is like, is this one game going to decide? Like, no. Make a decision, whatever Steve Bisciotti does, make a decision based on the overall thing. And the last thing I'll say is my New York Knicks, okay, fired Tom Thibodeau. He made the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. Okay, they fired him. Okay, I get what the owner's a goof. I get that. I actually think Leon Rose is doing a nice job, but they believe with a different coach. I actually supported the decision because you can't play guys 48 minutes and not play your bench. He wore them down. So like they're trying to win a championship. So look, I think John has done a nice job. I'm going to let it play out, Bob. I have to let it play out. Let's see the play. It's about the playoffs, and we'll see, Bob. But that's where I'm at on this thing.
All right. Hey, Ron, appreciate the call as always. Very passionate. Right. Happy New Year, man. No doubt about it. And thanks for watching us on YouTube TV. By the way, the Knicks have a young Bob Haney, Tyler Kolek. Reminds me of me, 1982 at the Ann Street Rec, the Marquette guard, lefty. Oh.
He's actually playing because Thibodeau's not there.
Yeah. All right.
I'm kidding.
He's actually playing, unlike myself at the end. Nah, come on, man. I had game. But he's putting together a list. It's not a one instance thing. This is more of we have a rap sheet, if you will, on you. And if we were looking to fire you for cause, here are some of the examples to do so.
Yeah, it goes both ways, right? I mean, one win here doesn't save the job, like I was saying earlier, and Ron agrees. And the other side of it, losing this Sunday wouldn't be Bisciotti saying, man, we lost to the Steelers. Get this guy out of here. It would have to be based on all this evidence that we've seen over the years. I mean, if he was going to fire him just based on the Steelers game, that would be just as foolish as keeping
him.
I mean, the evidence has been there, and it's a repetition of the same things, you know. And the thing about the carries, like, they fell behind 10 to Tennessee,
right,
and everyone said the same thing, and it was true. You know, you panic down 10. And then as the next couple of years progressed, they found themselves in regular season games where they would fall behind 10. And that was a narrative at the time. Well, can Lamar play from behind? Well, they proved they could, and they proved at times that they would stay committed to running the ball even when they were down. So you're thinking, all right, we got that out of our system. It's over with. Very detrimental mistake in the playoffs, but they've righted their wrongs. And then you get to that next high-profile game. You get to that next postseason run, and it comes back in a close game. You're not even trailing, you know, against Kansas City. That was a one-possession game, or, again, no more than 10 points the entire way. It's inexcusable.
Yeah. Kansas City did not score in the second half of that game, and the Ravens played like they were down by 500. And I'll throw this theory out, conspiracy, 6 years ago in 19. Ingram was hurt, Mark Ingram, as he admitted to us when we had him on the show a couple of weeks ago down at the Convention Center for Army Navy. Remember, he hurt his calf in the game they clinched the number one seed. Gus Edwards fumbled in that last game, regular season game. Even though he had a monster day statistically, he fumbled. And John Harbaugh doesn't like fumbles. And Gus Edwards barely touched the ball in that game against Tennessee.
Well,
I'm just throwing it out there.
I mean, the other, you mentioned
six
it all
years
the,
later.
You mentioned it all the time, but the 2012 Super Bowl year with Pierce getting a majority of the carries in the wild card round over Ray Rice. I mean, on paper, that would make no sense. Ray Rice was the dude at that time. So did things change since then? I don't know. Even still, it would not be another good look for Harbaugh.
We got Joe. We have Antoine. We have Brian coming up next. You want to join us? News from the Nest. Ravens season on the line against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Are you confident? Odds makers are Ravens yet again favored in it. Get on in here. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Last day of 25. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, Mike Pope here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.